And it came to pass, while Apollos was at Corinth, Paul, having passed through the upper coast, came to Ephesus, and finding certain disciples, he said unto them, Have you received the Holy Ghost since you believed? They said unto him, We have not so much as heard whether there be any Holy Ghost. He said unto them, Unto what then were ye baptized? And they said, Unto John's baptism. Then said Paul, John verily baptized with the baptism of repentance, saying unto the people that they should believe on him which should come after him, that is, on Christ Jesus. When they heard this, they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. And when Paul had laid his hands upon them, the Holy Ghost came upon them, and they spake with tongues and prophesied. And all the men were about 12. Can you say amen to that?
Amen.
Simple question. The complication is not in the answer. It's in the person. Have you received the Holy Ghost since you believed? Or did you receive the Holy Ghost when you believed? We know that in the experience of the baptism, it is possible for a person to get saved, sanctified, filled with the Holy Ghost the same night they get saved.
All right.
There is nothing in the Bible that says that you have to wait years to receive the Holy Ghost. Nothing whatsoever. No, not one proof text can you find where there is a time period put upon the baptism of the Holy Ghost. What we need to understand is the fact that these disciples, their relationship was a little bit outdated. They had retained John's gospel, but they had not heard of Jesus. And it's hard for them to receive the Holy Ghost, though they were promised it by their predecessor John, that there would be one coming after him who would baptize with the Holy Ghost and fire. But they have to believe upon the Lord Jesus Christ. The Holy Ghost is not given to anyone. You have to have believed the gospel of Jesus Christ. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Here, let's look this morning on a few of the things that we need to do. And I'm going to preach to Jeff, and I'm going to preach to Billy, and I'm going to preach to anybody to listen to me. But I want them to really listen, because I'm going to try to help them, because Billy needs the Holy Ghost, and Jeff needs the Holy Ghost, and I need the Holy Ghost, and you need the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
And we'd like to get them expedited on the way. Amen?
Amen?
So the first thing we have to do is bring our experience up to date. Paul said that when they repented, that they should believe on him which should come after him, that is, on Jesus Christ. And when they had heard this, they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. And when Paul had laid his hands on them, the Holy Ghost came on them, and they spake with tongues and prophesied. These men had one of these rare occasions where God just brought their experience up to date in one encounter with Paul. And that can happen this morning. There's four things that I would like for you to give heart to and ear to this morning as I lay these out to you. And if you practice them, I'm sure that within a short while you will receive the Holy Ghost. The first thing is you got to do is ask. You cannot have the Holy Ghost without asking. You need to be specific. You don't want just to be blessed. You can be blessed and walk out of here without the Holy Ghost. You don't just want to be changed, because you can walk out of here without the Holy Ghost and be changed. What you need to do is ask specifically. You receive not because you
ask not.
You see, that there is a stipulation. You receive not because you ask not. Be specific. When you're approaching God, tell him that you've come for the gift that he has given to all his children. That you're in line for it. You have repented of your sins. As soon as the pastor gets a place to baptize you, you're going to get baptized. You're going to do it right. You're going to stay in here for the duration. You don't want to be like the elder brother when his younger brother received the fatted calf and the party. He stood us out. He stood out. The instruments were playing. The music was going. The revelry was high. The hope and the merriment was there, but the elder brother would not go in. And the reason the elder brother would not go in is because he said to his father, "Where is the fatted calf that I may make merry with my friends?" He had been there all of that time. He had been there all of that time. And his father said, "All that I have, son, thou art ever with me, and all that I have is thine." You see, sometimes we sit around and don't realize that sonship includes everything. It includes the baptism of the Holy Ghost. You are in line for it. All of this is yours for the asking. Ask and ye shall receive. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. Amen. It's simple. It's not hard. It's not complicated. Ask. Now listen to what he said. Jesus talking. He said, "If a son shall ask bread of any that is a father, will he give him a stone? Or if he ask a fish, will he for a fish give him a serpent? Or if he ask an egg, will he offer him a scorpion?" And then he said, "If you being evil know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask him? How much more shall he give the Holy Ghost to them that ask him?" Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Do you understand where we're at? We're at just simply for the asking, you can receive the baptism. Just simply for the asking, you can receive it. Those persons that will act on the message, will act on the gifts of the Spirit, will find themselves in line just for the asking, you can receive the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Amen.
The second thing is to obey. How important is obedience? Obedience is better than sacrifice. If you're willing to sacrifice to get it, if you're willing to pray and fast to get it, if you're willing to do anything that you have to do to get it, then why don't you just obey? The simplest things are the right things. It's not complicated. You do not have to complicate it. God has already agreed when Jesus prayed the Father and he sent the Holy Ghost on the day of Pentecost. It's been here ever since. It's never left the church. It's for as many as will ask and be obedient. Listen to what the Word of God said. "And we are his witnesses of these things, and so is also the Holy Ghost, whom God hath given to them that obey him." Amen?
Amen.
But David, are you listening? Take notes, mental notes now. Ask and obey. Obey. This is what it says. "If you love me, keep my commandments, and I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever." It all hinges on obedience or keeping his commandments. When we ask for we got to have obedience. And whatsoever we ask, we receive of him, because we keep his commandments and do those things that are pleasing in his sight. That's obedient. How many would rather have an obedient child than a brat?
Yes, sir.
Well, everybody already shouted on that. So you want the Holy Ghost, the first thing you got to do is learn not to be a brat. Got to learn to be obedient. If he asks you, learn his voice. Learn his presence. Learn so you can obey. Amen. The third thing that you got to do, and I'm not going to preach long, I'm just going to tell you these things, so I want you to think about them. I want them to get in your mind, and I want you to think about them today. The third thing you've got to do is believe. You cannot have anything from God without faith. You've got to believe. Now, if you believe, you'll ask. Now, if you believe, you'll obey. But you've got to believe in order to get anywhere with God. Without faith, it's impossible to please Him. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
But without faith, it is impossible to please Him, for he that cometh to God must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever ye desire when ye pray, believe that ye receive them, and ye shall have them. Amen. It's all hooked together. First, believe. That's a desire. You want it. Gotta have it. Need it worse than everything. And if you believe, you will obey. And if you obey, there's but one recourse, and you've got to ask Him. So it's just coming to a loan officer at a bank, and you go up and say, "Now I'd like to borrow some money." What are you doing? Asking. He said, "You got to sign these papers." You obey. You sign them. Then you believe when you got the check in your hand. God is not trying to hold it like a carrot in front of your nose. He's not teasing you. He's not making you feel insignificant. And if somebody else gets it and you don't, that's not God that's causing you to feel that way. God does not have respect for a person. If He gave the Holy Ghost to me, He'll give it to you. It's for all of His children. For as many as the Lord God shall call. And their children. And their children's children. Listen to me this morning when I tell you that the basis of it is you must be hungry. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. I will pour out water upon him that is thirsty, and floods upon the dry ground. I will pour my spirit upon thy seed. I will. The Holy Ghost has been in America since the early 1800s. In 1907, it merely made an open show, because we had it in the mountains of Tennessee and Kentucky, to the plains of Kansas, to the shores of California, across the world. He poured out His Spirit upon all flesh.
Right.
It has not diminished in its power.
No.
And if He'd done that in the latter rain and the former rain, that was the former rain. This is the latter rain. He is still pouring out His Spirit in the latter rain. Right before the harvest, the rain is coming to bring the crop to maturity. This last day visitation is just but the Holy Ghost perfecting the saints, getting them ready to go home.
Amen.
Come on, somebody shout amen.
Amen.
So we see that it is for us until the Spirit be poured out upon us from on high, and the wilderness be a fruitful field, and the fruitful field be counted for a forest. We must have a desire. It's got to be a hunger. It's got to be a thirst. But if you hunger after it, and if I tell you, you can have it, you want to believe you can have it. You can have it by the laying on of hands. But there's one thing that you must do. You must understand. God is not tantalizing you with it. When you believe it, it will come. Jesus died that you could have it. Jesus arose that you could have it. Jesus went back to the Father that you could have it. And the evidence of it has been here this week, that the Holy Ghost is present, that you can receive it. Amen. You don't have to be a college graduate to receive it. Jonas isn't in college yet. He got it. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. You don't have to just be a boy to get it. These little girls got it over here last night, the other night. Hey, they're not even teenagers yet. Now the Holy Ghost fell on them. It's not for something that we need. It's something that we long for, something that we feel for, something that we want. He feels the hungry. He feels the thirsty.
Yes. Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Now, you must have a praise when you come. You must be worshiping. Glory to God. More people have received the Holy Ghost praising than they ever did praying. Praise Him, because praise is part of faith. Once you have believed, you will praise Him. The Holy Ghost gave us an instance of that last night when our sister Trish was over here in the corner pleading with God. And then before she got through speaking in tongues, she was praising God.
Amen.
We may not even understand what we're asking for. You may don't have to understand the theology of the Holy Ghost, but you need to understand that you can have Him and He will change you. And the only way that you can have Him is that He will see that you will be obedient. There's no need of giving Him to you if you will not obey Him. If you obey Him, He will lead you into holiness. Never doubt it. When you see somebody get this experience and then they set their mind and they go away from holiness, that person is self-willed. And they are going to destroy themselves. The Holy Ghost won't destroy them and God won't destroy them. That self-will will destroy them. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God.
Yes.
Oh, is somebody help me this morning? Praise Him. The old timers over home used to say, you want the Holy Ghost, son? Keep a praise in your heart and one on your lips. For the Bible teaches that from the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. So the old timer just said, if you get the praise in your heart, it'll flow out your lips. If your praise is in your heart, it'll flow out of you. It'll flow out of you. You won't have to say somebody have to get a hold of you and say, tie my tie and I'll tie your shoe. They won't have to teach you how to speak in tongues. You'll talk yourself. You will speak yourself. Amen. As the Spirit gives utterance, it'll take your tongue, the most unruly member you've got, and it will tame it. It'll slip a bridle in your mouth and you will begin to be obedient. Come on, so I shout amen.
Amen.
Right, this morning I have just come with these little steps to encourage. Number one, ask. Number two, obey. Number three, believe. Amen.
Amen.
Number four, desire. Desire it. Don't want anything short of the fullness of it. Don't just go for the tongue. Go for the person. Don't just go for the gifts. Go for the person. Tell God you want the Holy Ghost to go home with you and be your roommate the rest of your life. You want to walk in Him. You want Him to teach you, lead you. You want Him to prepare you. You want Him to make you ready to stand before God. Because every one of us is going to stand before God and give an account of the deeds that we've done in this body, whether they are evil or good. And I tell you, there's no one that knows how to please God like the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Amen. He said, "Now, Brother Benny, that's not deep. I didn't tell you it was deep. I just said it was truth. Just simple truth. Will you start today? Will you prepare your hearts today? You that are seeking the baptism, will you prepare your heart today? Will you take that time apart? And will you prepare your heart to receive it? First, obey God. When you're praying, if He tells you you need to get rid of this, get rid of it. If you don't trust yourself, put it in a sack. Bring it to me. I'll destroy it. You got to obey. If He tells you all of those past associations that you had got to be broken off, break them off. Whether they be an old boyfriend, old girlfriend, doesn't matter. If they tell you to break them off, break them off. God will not take away from you that which is good for you. He'll only take away from you that which is not good for you. I wish I had some old timers that helped me this morning. I'm talking to people who need the baptism of the Holy Ghost. You cannot be double-minded and have it. It is for you. It will work for you. He will perfect you. Amen. So I'm asking you if you'll prepare your heart. You've got a few hours between now and the service. You should prepare your heart. You just can't walk in the church house and expect to do business with God. You can't be out there in the world. You can't go out there shopping. You can't do a lot of this stuff that you think you got to do on Sunday and then come to church on Sunday night and be right in order to do things with God. There's some things you got to put. And Sunday is the day of the Lord, and you need to prepare your heart to seek Him. If I didn't have the baptism of the Holy Ghost, I would put it in order to receive it. I would put my house in order.
All right.
He's more important to you than anything. He's the only one that can get you approved on the day of judgment.
Amen.
Praise God. Set your heart today. Build up that holy desire. Desire it. Desire it. Desire it. When somebody comes tonight and wants to talk to you about politics, say, "Excuse me, I got my mind on better things." They come to you and want to talk to you about somebody and doing this and doing that. Tell them, "Excuse me, I'm here after the Holy Ghost. I've set my heart today to find Him. I'm searching for Him. I'm going to have Him. I'm going to have Him. I'm going to have the Holy Ghost. I'm going to receive it like they did in the day of Pentecost. I want Him to fall on me. I want Him to cover me up. I want Him to fill me. I want Him to set me on fire. I want to be His."
Yes.
Amen. I wish I didn't have so many people that just already know so much, and that you would say amen to this, because this is the truth.
Right.
We need these men to have the baptism.
Yes. Yes.
Amen. We need these men to be filled with the Holy Ghost and to be on fire for God. We need these young ladies. Today the young ladies are going to take the church over. Nathan and Todd's had it for the last two Sundays. Man, they've been praying it down. They've been chopping wood and building fire. And the girls said, "It's our day." So we're going to see what the girls are going to do today in the way of prayer. And if we have a dead service, we're going to evict them next week and turn it back over to the boys. Girls, you got the weight on you today. These children can set it on fire. I can set it on fire. I've got confidence in them. They're good girls. I'm sure that the God of heaven will meet with them today. I'm sure that if they get in it, the Holy Ghost will be waiting when Jeff walks through the door.
Right. Yes.
Oh, the old timers used to get they'd hit them when they're out in the parking lot.
Yes.
They get out of the car shouting, shout all the way in the house of God. Anybody remember those days?
Yes.
It's true. It can be waiting on you if you come with a prepared heart. If you come with a made up mind that you're going to have it. At the first song, or even before, you can have the Holy Ghost. It's just that easy for you to receive it. Sister Lou Allen over home, she was a backward girl, but oh, she was a wonderful, wonderful woman. And she was seeking the Holy Ghost at Hilltop, and we'd had several people that got it, and she was seeking it and couldn't get it. And she went home, and she started praying in the bathroom, and she was praying, and she called and said, "Brother Benny, you won't believe this." I said, "Try me." She said, "I got the Holy Ghost in the bathroom." I said, "Good place. Wherever you meet him, whatever it is, good place." Can I get an amen?
Amen.
If you can't do it here, you may get it while you're praying at home today, preparing your heart. If people bother you, lock the door. And tell them, "Don't knock on the door. Don't bother me. I'm on business. I want to pray this thing through. I've got to have the Holy Ghost." Lock the door. Pray in secret and God will reward you openly. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
So it's up to us now. How many is going to help us pray? You've done a great job. When we called that prayer, you prayed faithfully. Some of you prayed and fasted. You see what God has done because this church turned its heart to prayer. Do you see what the response has been from God when we turned ourselves to prayer and we prayed for our church? Amen. The revival was promised to us before Brother Joey came. And he came and we had a good revival. But then after he left, the power of God took over.
Amen.
Well, I feel him now.
Hallelujah.
What a promise last night. What a wonderful promise that he made us last night. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Oh, he's here already this morning. It's not what I'm doing, and I'm doing a pitiful job of even being an evangelist, but I'm getting well paid. I'm getting all kinds of goodies. Brother Thomas brought me over the tithes off of the cook-off on the soups. I got chili soup and vegetable soup and cake and shared it with my neighbor. Amen. I'm getting well paid for being an evangelist this week. That's the way the old timers used to do it. They get eggs and bread and cheese and butter, bacon. Amen?
Amen.
We're not even taking up one offering except for the young people and for the missionaries. But hasn't God blessed us?
Oh, yes.
Can anyone shout amen?
Amen.
Hasn't God blessed us? And he's going to bless us. He's going to do more. Amen. Right now, the presence of God is just right at the verge. We're right at the point of a breakthrough. We're right at the point where he's going to come in with a wave of glory and he's going to change some people. It's here. You can always feel it, the intensity of it. You can feel the Spirit of God as he gets ready to move upon us. Praise God. And it's all yours. You can have it by asking. You can have it by being obedient. You can have it by believing. And you can have it with that desire. Prepare yourself, for God is going to visit his people. Prepare your heart, for God is going to visit us. And when he does, he's going to help us. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let's stand, raise our hands all over the house and worship God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you for your goodwill towards us. Thank you, Father. Thank you for your blessings you poured out upon us. Thank you, Father, for touching our children. Thank you, Father, for touching our men. Thank you, Lord, for touching our women. Thank you, Lord, for doing what you've done. Hallelujah. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Glory.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father, for your Son, Jesus Christ, who loved us and died for us and gave himself for us and washed us from our sins in his own blood. Thank you, Father, for the Holy Ghost, the Comforter that you sent. Breathe upon us, O Spirit of God. Raise us up again. Do it as you did in Ezekiel. Let the word go forth as the winds are prophesying to them. Come, O north wind. Come, O south wind, east wind, west wind, blow upon us. Blow upon us and fill this house with your presence. Help us, Lord, to be strong as we glory to God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Somebody ought to be praising him right now. Who knows, you may get it before you get out of the house. Somebody ought to be praising him right now. He's in the house, so glory to God. Upon thee, Lord, as obedient children. We want to run at thy request. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory. Glory. I will not forsake. I have gave thee my word. I will not forsake. I have come to abide. I have come for your children. I have come for you. I have come to make my presence known. I am what I am. And I am will never change. Trust me. Trust me. And ask that I may have the right to feel thee. I will touch thee, and thou shalt know the sanctifying touch of God, for he shall change your desires, and that which you one time were becoming so addicted to, thou shalt find yourself detesting it, and you shall taste freedom, for who the Son has set free is free indeed, saith the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Isn't he in this house? We are to be rip-roaring happy. We are to shout it from the tops of our voice. We are to lift it up. We are to be shouting people right now. We are to shout glory.
Hallelujah.
I said we are to shout glory. There's time to be quiet and there's times to shout. This is one of those times when it's time to shout. Lift up your voice and shout glory. Glory to God. Glory!
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah! That's it. The first step is obeying. First step is obeying. Got to get to the place where you're doing business with Him. Come on. Hallelujah. Praise Him. Praise Him. Praise Him. Shout. Be shouting, people. Shout, the Lord's in the camp. Shout, the Lord's in the camp. Glory to God. Oh, pray. Come on, Billy. Come on, Billy. Come on, Jeff. Ask Him. Believe it. Come on, church. Come on, church. Let's go on. Let's go on. Talking about this good old way.